This news update's being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line, as well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, go to AVS Broadband, and look to the AVS Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Two 17-year-olds were hospitalized following a crash in Sanilac County early Monday morning after the pickup truck they were driving went airborne and hit two parked vehicles. The incident occurred at 3:17 a.m. on East Mortimer Line Road near South Lakeshore Road in Worth Township. According to authorities, the teen's Ford F-250 lost control, entered a ditch, struck a parked Ford C-Max, then went into an adjacent yard, hitting a Ford F-150 before going airborne and crashing into a tree. Fire and EMS crews treated both teens for non-life-threatening injuries and transported them to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for further care. Investigators believe speed, drugs, and alcohol may have contributed to the crash, which remains under investigation, and the victims' names have been held due to an ongoing investigation. And Saginaw police are investigating a deadly crash that occurred Sunday morning at Rust Avenue and Newton Street, involving four vehicles and resulting in one fatality. Authorities report that a black Ford F-250 traveling the wrong way caused the head-on collision that led to the death of 33-year-old city resident Brandon Morrison and injured others. The investigation's ongoing with medical or other factors possibly involved, and witnesses are asked to contact the police with information. According to the Michigan Supreme Court ruling, the Improved Workforce Opportunity Wage Act, PA 337 of 2018, minimum wage will increase again next year. Starting January 1, 2026, the hourly minimum wage in Michigan will be $13.73 per hour. It will again increase on January 1, 2027, when it will reach $15 an hour. After that, any increases in minimum wage will be tied to inflation. Back in 2018, voters approved increasing the minimum wage. However, lawmakers adopted legislation and amended the ruling by putting it at a lower wage threshold. When that issue went before the Michigan Supreme Court, they ruled minimum wage should be increased to what the voters had approved.
Life moves fast. One minute you're cruising down the road, and the next minute, bam, the unexpected surprise. That's why having the right insurance matters. This is Chris Stone from Stone Insurance Agency. Providing auto owners insurance, we've been protecting drivers like you for over six decades, offering reliable coverage and with award-winning customer service. Whether it's a fender bender or a major mishap, we're there for you. Best of all, we know you and our community. No call centers, no robots, just real people here, ready to help. Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance. Simple, reliable. We have offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Call us for a quote today at 1-800-530-9105.
And we have two obituaries this morning. On October 8th, Andrew Lapka gained his wings at age 72 with his family by his side at his home. Andrew was born July 26, 1953 in Bad Axe. On October 27, 2000, he married the love of his life, Susan Townley. Andrew is survived by his wife of 25 years, Susan, his daughter, Heather, and his grandson, Scott, as well as his son, Matt, and granddaughters, Kayla and Emily. In keeping with his wishes, cremation has taken place and there will be no services. Condolences can be shared with the family at KaufmanFuneralHome.com. And Shannon Drapewski, age 53, of Ubley, Michigan, passed away on October the 9th. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan, December 22nd, 1971. She is survived by her husband, Dave, her sons, Matthew and Trevor and Tyler, and her granddaughter, Macy. A celebration of life and remembrance will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunter Club with readings and reflections from 1 to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. Condolences can be shared with the family at KaufmanFuneralHome.com, and they ask that in lieu of flowers, kindly donate to the Thumb Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton, Michigan.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
Well, dozens of major news organizations have rejected new Pentagon press restrictions that they say threaten freedom of press. The policy would limit media access to military operations and require approval before publishing sensitive details. Outlets including Reuters, NPR, and Washington Post say they're not going to sign the agreement. Pentagon officials defend the rules as necessary for national security, and critics argue it could silence critical coverage of defense affairs, and talks between journalists and defense officials are continuing this week. And Russia has dismissed U.S. warnings, saying its economy is near collapse due to energy shortages. The Kremlin called President Trump's statements misleading and politically motivated. Russian officials say domestic oil and gas supplies remain stable, and independent analysts note ongoing pressure from sanctions and declining exports. Fuel lines in several cities have sparked local frustration. Moscow says it will stabilize energy distribution in the coming weeks. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, go to AVS Broadband, and look to the AVS Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Hi, this is Rick Kasiba from Huron Auto Parts. Why choose us over the competition? Because we don't just sell parts by looking at a computer screen. I've been repairing everything from power sports and cars to small engines and even race cars since high school. Put my 4 decades of experience to work for you when you step into Huron Auto Parts and get the right part the first time. Most of the time, the part is on the shelf and ready for you to take home the same day. And if not, I can usually get it by the next. At Huron Auto Parts, we understand. Surface is the difference. We get it.
Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
This is Brian Stone from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. But with Stone Insurance Agency and auto owner's insurance, you don't have to face the unexpected alone. From auto, home, farm, boat, motorcycle, business, or life insurance, we've got you covered with personal service from Stone Insurance Agency and auto owners. No call centers, no runaround, just award-winning coverage with a team you can trust. Stone Insurance Agency and auto owner's insurance, simple. Reliable. Visit Stone Insurance Agency in Bad Axe or Deckerville. Give us a call at 1-800-530-9105.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.